2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors. Brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It is another week of KSL Outdoors Radio, and a pleasure to have you waking up with us here on this Saturday morning. Another edition of KSL Outdoors. Recorded, by the way, on Thursday this week, but coming to you as live, hopefully on a snowy Saturday morning. Fingers crossed that the storm that came in Thursday night, Friday, actually brought the promised 4 to 6 inches in the mountains and 1 or 2 down in the valleys. Joining me now from the compound up there in Kaysville is Navinovskis, Mike Navinovskis. Navi, we're obviously ahead of the storm here as we record, but boy, can our mountains use that precipitation or what?
I'm so setting myself up to be let down. I'm hoping it's going to produce, but they just don't. They whimper out by the time they get to us. So let's hope when people are listening right now, that storm came and dropped.
Yeah. That's the expectation. We talked this morning on Utah's Morning News with Grant Wayman, and he was saying 1 or 2 in the valleys, depending on where you are, and then 4 to 6 in the mountains, so fingers crossed. He did, however, also say that coming up, the long-term forecast says that we should have a wetter than normal February and get us back on track with our snow totals, so fingers crossed.
Well, honestly, Tim, that's water totals. We're getting more rain. We're getting more rain, and that's setting our water levels up, but not our snow levels up.
Well, he was talking about snow totals today, not just water content in the snow, so that's still great news coming. Hey, the past couple of weeks we've missed checking in with the third wheel here, and that would be Russ Smith from Sky Call, but let me see if I can set this up properly.
Man.
A little National Lampoon vacation. I said this morning, when I sent out the email this morning, Russ, I said, you're taking this retirement thing seriously. You've been gone for, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks now already?
No, we've just been gone a week.
Oh, is that all it is?
Yeah, we left last...
it was a Sunday.
Well, okay.
Yeah, week and a half, going on 2 weeks. But it's good that you're losing track of time.
I'll go with whatever you say, yeah. we left on the 9th.
Driving,
so it's been 2 weeks.
Driving the motorhome on the first big excursion and all across the country. I don't know how much of your story you actually want to share.
We got some good stories. I'll tell you so far, lessons learned. Don't turn onto a road that you need to turn around on.
Exactly.
We were going across the Navajo Reservation and almost to I-40, and I made a wrong turn. And I kept thinking, well, there'll be a place I can turn around because it's all mud right now. I said, I can't turn around. So we stopped and looked at the map. Well, just stay on this. It'll take us there, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful drive, too, but it was still light out for most of it. Let's see. What else?
Did you not learn anything from our Moki Dugway experience of several years ago?
I learned a lot.
Okay.
I learned a lot.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was a mistake, you know, and so that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But stay off of narrow freeway lanes. There's so much construction going on I-10. We finally got pushed into the barriers. You know, like, how do they say it on NASCAR when somebody pushes them into the wall?
You actually hit the wall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Scared the crap out of me.
I'll bet it did.
But we pulled off at the first off ramp. We had to hunt and hunt to find the scratches. It was just a lot of noise on those heavy plastic fenders.
Yeah.
And we dodged a bullet on that one.
Okay.
And the other lesson learned is how beautiful and clean Love's Truck Stop showers are.
Okay.
No, man. They're cleaner than my own shower.
Well, you know, you could actually use your shower if you would just make sure that your water doesn't get frozen in the tank when you leave Salt Lake.
Well, that's right. You heard about all that. Okay.
I did.
Okay, so you're leaving Salt Lake in the winter. don't leave with water in your tank.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't have that much water in our tank, but we were fooled when we got to Blanding. We said, well, it's nice out. Let's put water in the tank. Yeah, that was a mistake. It froze that day. So, well, you know, it was okay. I carried a 5-gallon jug of water in there because I knew that things happen. Oh, I don't know what else. I still haven't conquered the gas system, the natural, you know, the propane system.
Uh-huh. Nava, you taking notes here on when you take yours out for the first huge road trip?
You know, I've taken mine on a huge road trip a couple times.
Where'd you go?
Really?
Where'd you go?
Yeah. Well, we went to Oregon, and we went to Wyoming, and we went to Colorado.
Okay. Awesome. You know the story.
Yeah, we haven't had those issues, but it's nice to know that if I do, I won't be alone.
Do you know how to operate your heating system, Navinomskis, in your RV?
Yeah. Well, let's say yes by way of Gale. I mean,
okay.
But yes, I do. The only issue is sometimes it doesn't shut off, and then when I'm not in it for a week, it'll run my battery down because you have to be able to shut it off and pull the breaker, because it'll be working, and, you know, we have no power. We dry camp more than we plug in.
Yeah.
So it'll drain my batteries if I don't pull that breaker out on my heater.
Yeah.
It'll turn on, like, I don't know, like at 4 a.m. and then just stay on. Because it got too cold in the thing, so I have to pull the breaker so it never turns off.
Well, look, all of this is instructional for people that think you can just buy an RV, jump in and hit the road and not have some of these hiccups along the way.
My advice is take better notes when the guy's going through it with you.
Exactly.
if we're going to talk about it, the greatest thing I ever learned ever about my RV was that you can buy a cord that has mail on both ends.
Yeah.
And now you can plug right into your solar, and every outlet in your car, in your vehicle, in the motorhome works.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was something that we really need. We would always plug in with an extension into, you know, our solar. But we learned that if we just put a mail to mail into any outlet, now every outlet works, and it's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Right. Well, you've hit all of your target spots so far. You're in Florida now, but you met up with some old friends. Was it Texas or New Mexico? Where were you?
Yeah, in Texas, in the San Antonio area. I had a buddy I hadn't seen since high school, and we've been communicating through the years, and it was great to see him and enjoyed. We just had a 4-hour window there to visit with him, and that was fine, and it's good to see him, and he's retired, and everybody I know is retired now. So,
you know, the other thing that's worth mentioning that you told me when we talked on the phone was just the people you're meeting along the way, including the lady that she ran one of the camp spots, I think.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, you know, I found that whenever we're traveling, whenever you pull in somewhere, they see that lost look in your eye, you know, and they're on it pretty quick. We stopped in. I can't even tell you the name of the town. I don't even know if it's a town, but a little RV park that puts you pretty close to Big Bend National Park. So I'm going to remember where that's at, and I want to get to Big Bend National Park one of these days.
Yeah.
But she got us all lined up with water and everything we needed, and we went on our way. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Now, having been to Big Bend National Park, Russ, I'm going to tell you this, and hopefully people in Texas aren't offended. Yeah, it's nothing. It would be a state park in Utah.
You know, I watched all the videos and stuff, and I'm looking for why I want to go there, but I haven't found a reason. Then remember we had those two girls from your school that went to all the national parks?
Right.
And they'd been to a lot of them when I asked them this question, what was your favorite? And they said, they looked at each other, I'm assuming, and said, Big Ben.
Well, it has more to do with your experience than the landscape. Look, I grew up in Texas, okay, so I don't have a problem criticizing it. Best thing you can do in Texas is leave.
Oh, my God.
A lot of Texans right now are saying, traitor.
No, I'm being serious. Texans have two dreams. One is to go to Colorado. And the other is to become their own country.
I thought you were going to leave it with one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I think Colorado is heaven. That's why Colorado, everywhere you go, you meet Texans because they're on their heavenly trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so our next stop.
Yeah, where are you heading next?
Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
Are we out of time? Okay.
We're out of time, but go ahead.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi. What are you laughing for?
I love that. They got a university there. It's pretty cool.
Right.
I love Hattiesburg.
Yeah. That's after we've been around Mississippi a bit, that's kind of our first choice in Mississippi.
Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the Eagles.
Yeah.
He knows all the mascots of every college.
We play this game. It's a place.
We play this game sometimes on the ski lift when we're skiing on weekends. All right. Let me just give a quick heads up of what's coming up on the show. Roger Egger will join us, of course, from Bear River Lodge. We're going to talk about an ice fishing tournament that's happening next week. There's actually one happening today as this interview airs. Faith Jolly will join us. We'll talk about bald eagle viewing in February. We'll go road tripping with Bob and Mark. Sarah Huey is coming up with us as well on the snow day segment from Solitude. Russell, I'm glad you're having fun and hopefully relaxing along the way. Thanks for checking in.
You bet. We'll report in next week.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
We got to take a break. We'll come back with more in just a minute. More on that ice fishing tournament. Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to jump right into the conversation here. Instead of our news of the week this week, which I think we'll cover quite a bit, Navi, when we check in with Faith Jolly at the top of the next hour, I wanted a chance to get the guys on from Ice Addiction and talk about this great fishing tournament that they've got coming up. One's actually happening this morning, and I apologize profusely that we didn't get it on earlier. They're up at Rockport today. That one will kick off right after we get off the air this morning, Saturday at 8 o'clock. Nate Zielinski is with us. Nate, first of all, please accept my apologies, but you guys have got a busy day today ahead of you, don't you?
Absolutely, we do. You know, we are so excited. We have the Ice Fishing Tournament Series. We have two events in Utah, and there's no doubt we travel across kind of the Rocky Mountain region with this series, and the audience that we have at these Utah events is second to none. The energy, the excitement, and just the amount of sportsmen that we have come out to these events is awesome. So we're very excited to be in Utah.
Navi, they've got a first place $7,500 cash prize.
You know, I'm motivated just by the fishing in Rockport. I like to ice fish there all the time. So if you're going to pay me to catch fish, I'm in.
You know, we're excited. This is our biggest prize pot in history. So we're over $25,000 in cash and prizes for the top 30 fish. So we've never had a big pocket that big. So we pay out to 30th place all by heaviest single fish. And, yeah, we're over $25,000 in cash prizes.
Tell me, I don't remember the last time we talked about this, obviously, would have been a year ago, how you work this with people getting their spots on the ice. Do you actually drill the holes prior?
We do. So what our kind of our goal is to make the most fair, fun, kind of leveling playing field possible. So we pre-drill the holes 25 to 30 feet apart. It's just a massive grid, and we drill about 30 to 40% extra holes. So anglers can bounce around as much as they want. We have shallow, you know, to deep water and kind of everything available. So when you buy your ticket, you're given a time slot when to check in. It's just to kind of help the line. we don't want anybody to wait in some long line. We want it all to flow very seamlessly. So you basically purchase your ticket. You're told, you know, hey, you can check in between, say, 6 and 7 a.m. Or a certain time slot. You come check in, you go on the ice, pick your hole, and the event starts at 8 a.m. and goes until noon. And it all goes by single fish. And conservation is our major focus and our major key. So when you catch a fish, you run it up to the scale. We put it in a live tank. We make sure the fish is healthy and alive. We then weigh the fish live, and then we can release the fish live. So no harm on the fishery. Record the data. And like we said, at the end of the day, the heaviest single fish is $7,500 paid. And we pay it down to 30th place.
And what is the what is the cost for admission?
It's $50 per person to get into it. All ages welcome. So even if you have a 9-year-old, they're eligible for all the prizes. So no discrimination on all that age right there. And that does cover your parks pass to get in. So we're excited about that. So no park fees coming in. We're covering that for you with that $50 entry.
I know what you're thinking, Navi. I want to ask this question about the heaviest single fish. That's any species, right?
Any species, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, Tim, Rockport would be a good place to do this because there's not a lot of variation in depth. It kind of has a flat part of the – it's sort of a basin there. So I think any hole is as good as any other hole. And also, you can get a carp in there that's 30 pounds.
you know, last year at Echo, we had a carp win it. It's the first time in 8 years and over 40 events that we've had a carp ever even get caught, let alone win it.
Really?
So we saw it at Echo last year, so it's a possibility. But, yeah, like I said, we host them in Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and last year was the first carp ever caught in. So we'll see what happens.
Well, today it's Rockport. Can you tell us anything about the water conditions up there? I haven't been up there lately, so I don't know.
It's typically it's low water right now, which is about it, but the water's clear. The ice is good. So we're sitting on 9 inches of good, clear, hard ice, have a little bit of top ice on it that's a little, you know, iffy. But in total, we're well over 10 inches on that ice, so we're good there. Water level's coming up a hair, so you have a little bit softer ice on the edges. But overall, conditions are good. Water's clear. It's just a little bit low.
Well, good.
And then Steinecker is coming up February 5th. Same thing. Water's a little low, but ice is good, and we're really excited about that. Steinecker has actually been the highest catch rate tournament we've ever had in history. Again, over 40 events. And last year at Steinecker, we weighed in just shy of 400 trout.
Holy cow.
And right now, it's looking like that's going to be very similar here in 2 weeks. Just a great place to catch some fish.
All right. So that one's happening on February 5th, and all the prizes, everything we just talked about, will carry over for Steinecker.
Absolutely.
As well. But you 100%. Are accepting walk-ups this morning at Rockport if they want to make that drive.
Somebody wants to make a drive and come out? Absolutely. Come on out here. We'll be on the ice. We'll have a tent. We'll be in the big port tent. And, yeah, come see us. And even if you don't want to fish, you just want to come check it out. We welcome everybody to come see the series, see what it's all about. It's different than anything you've experienced, but it's a lot of fun. We got random prizes. We got games at 9, 10, and 11. It's just open to anybody. We'd love to experience it with you.
Navi, he kind of gets you in the mood to do it, doesn't he?
It sure does. I wish I were ready. I love fishing, and I love ice fishing, and I like fishing Rockport.
Yeah. All right. If you want more information, the place to go is, and I'll let you tell them.
Absolutely. It's Tightline Outdoors. So just jump on the website, Tightline Outdoors, T-I-T-T-L-I-N-E Outdoors. Click on Ice Addiction and get your tickets that way. Obviously, we do a lot of stuff on our social media platforms. You can go to Tightline Outdoors on Facebook, see everything there. But yeah, Google it, check it out, grab your ticket, and we'll see you on the ice.
Have some fun up there, Nate. Thanks.
Thank you.
When we come back, Roger Agate from Bear River Lodge will help us out, sponsor this program week in, week out. We'll find out what's been going on with snowmobiling up there at the cabins next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.